The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back in, everybody. Fresh hour of Live Bet Saturday presented by DraftKings. We're at Bar Canada at the D, downtown Las Vegas, where apparently they've just unveiled a new menu.
New drink menu. I'm trying to hit all eight selections during the show.
I think that's a great strategy.
It's a sampler, so I'm obviously not the whole drink.
Professionals.
Yeah,
we call it quality control.
That's what it is, really. It. Secret shopper.
Mike Palm,
not so secret.
Known as the VP of operations for Circa, the Golden Gate, and the D, also quality control manager of new drink menu items, too. We have our producer, Brian Ortega, here, who's wearing sunglasses earlier, but has since... he ditched him. Now he's got him back. Oh, look at... There we go, Brian.
The Kona Brewing Company?
We're giving
Kona
out
Girls gave
sand?
These out. Yeah. Where's yours? You have yours, too.
I do.
Go, Ben.
Oh, Mike just
took his... That's the moneymaker.
Oh, Mike took his off.
Looks. Wow. Oh, Ben looks great. Ben looks like Tom Cruise in Risky Business.
Ooh, he's got the white shirt.
I feel like I kind of... This looks sort of like when Michelle, our outstanding graphics producer, photoshopped me... on a picture of photoshop me on Elton John's body with the quote of Benny and the Bets. This is kind of what that looks like.
I get
we had the bedazzled glasses.
I see it. So the reason I'm wearing these is because I was told I would be given $10 to wear these on air, but then they walked away. So what can you do?
Were you going to use that $10 to bet on, Brian? Because you love to make
first score other than a touchdown.
First score other than a touchdown in the UFL later.
So.
UFL tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
UFL. It's on the board behind us, yeah.
I do want to bet on – so I did want to bet on the Knights tonight because I bet on the Knights in the first game. I took them at plus money because usually when the Knights are just plus money and I don't really bet all that often on hockey, I'll take the plus money. But tonight I think they're minus 105 at this point, so I think yesterday were even a higher number.
Interesting.
I don't know. I think I'm kind of with Mike on this. They haven't played very well at home lately. They've kind of looked asleep lately at home. But and also, like, them winning 2-0 on the road and coming back, there's going to be a lot of energy in the house. But I don't know if they're going to live up to it. And also, the goalie play has been a little shaky. But like you said, the defense has looked
quite good
in front of them. Yeah.
Brian Ortega, can we mark you down. Golden Knights minus about 105.
Yeah, I might get a little bit. See, the thing is, like, when this happens, I like to bet the puck line. But sometimes I just when I want it just for action, I'll just take Golden Knights on the money line. Minus 105, that's not bad. I'll lay the...
Do you consult with Dan Miller? Dan Miller, for those that don't know, is another one of the producers here and noted dog owner. At VSiN, but he likes the hockey. He has his own page, right? Those are the picks. They are his own. Yeah. But he likes the hockey.
He does like hockey. He likes UFC too. But I don't.
He left. Yeah. He left the show. You were out last. Was it last Saturday? I had the guy from Boston, and then Dan left in the middle of it to go. They all went to the fight.
We did switch. We did switch because they did cover me when the Oscars was on. By the way, 20 and 23, no big deal.
You're also creating content for them with the Oscars, so they shouldn't make it like it's a favor.
This is true,
okay?
Yes.
You went 20 of 23 on your...
I went 20 of 23 with three underdogs. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but kind of the big loser was I Am Ken, right? I Am Ken couldn't get to the window.
No, but I mean, yeah, no.
But he loves it every time to say I Am Ken. He had the right price. It just didn't get there.
Oh, no, I knew it was going to get there, though. But the only big one.
All about the price.
Only big one I was
sad
about.
Value bike.
Only big one I was sad about was Best Actress, but we've gotten past it.
Because you felt strongly that that actually was the performance.
Yeah, and it was the 50. It was a 50-50 chance, basically. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
No, but the work you do, let's not dismiss it.
Yeah.
The work you do on the Oscars is outstanding.
Yeah.
Who cares if it's Russian ping pong or if it's the NFL? The people here that pay their pro subscriber fee are looking for winners.
They want to make money.
And generally winners today or soon, right? Mm-hmm. That they can make money on. So I don't want to dismiss it because it's a market that you've taken advantage of.
Oh, yeah. I love covering it. It means I get to watch movies all year long and track what's going to be good. Dune Part 2, watch out. Anyways, Ben, so let's talk about the NFL draft.
Okay.
We're in day three.
we're noted Packer fans. So... Are you ever like excited for the draft? I never get excited because I never want my hopes dashed because I hate our GM. How do you feel about the Packers draft?
That's really strong. I don't have any issues with Brian Gutekunst. I think it's a classic case of you get super excited and then you realize, wait, this is going to be, at least for most teams, unless you're drafting a quarterback you think will change your franchise. Yeah, this is a very small piece that hopefully will develop in their program and turn into a nice piece. That's kind of how I look at it. So I take a very like hands off. I'm not going to overreact. I'm not throwing out A pluses and D minus grades on these teams.
How do you? It's interesting because I do religiously read Bill Ady's newsletter, and you can make the argument for the $20 a month pro fee. The newsletter is worth it, right? Because he's highlighting, and you get the articles in it as well. I got Nigel's picks. So Mike Somich, who does the show before ours with Matt Brown. Has great horse handicapper, great NFL and NHL too.
Yes,
he's very good on the NHL. Came away with three NFL future bets after the draft, and one of them was Lions to win the NFC North. How do you guys feel about that? Because I think the NFC North is a very intriguing division. I think they all got better. I think Minnesota's still a ways away. I think the Bears had a top five run defense. That team was left for dead and almost won eight games last year. Obviously, Jordan Love was the MVP the last 9 weeks. Both of those two NFC North teams should have won in San Francisco in the playoffs. How do you guys feel about, I think his price was something like plus 130 or plus 140 on the Lions to win the NFC North.
At least if you're talking about how a lot of bettors will look at last season performance and apply it to betting futures. It's always the team that was the up-and-coming rising team, right? So the Bears and Packers are going to be the two teams that get, I would guess, Mike, the most betting interest of anybody. As great as the run was for Detroit, having been in the NFC Championship game, should have probably won based on how it all went down. I mean, the run they were on, they're up big. I think Detroit is a team people look at and go, okay, that was their chance. They're going to fall back. But they keep their offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, who I really thought most people around their league thought was going to take a head coaching job. The fact that he's back, I think if you listen to the quotes from Dan Campbell as a head coach, they feel like that was probably the biggest, if you want to call it an acquisition because it was all but assumed he was leaving, the biggest acquisition for Detroit this year outside of anything in the draft here. So I'd say purely on that thought here from the number, like I understand the thought process. They're plus 50. I just looked that up at DraftKings. I feel like the hype on Chicago will be completely overblown. Having said all that, this is where I'll bring Brian in too. I mean, the biggest weakness for Green Bay was their defense, and they finally get rid of the main problem, which was the defensive coordinator could not stop anybody for the better part of last two, three seasons, kept them around. You bring in Jeff Hafley now from Boston College, where there have been a lot of more, the positive inclinations on him coming over right away and leading that defense. So I really am led to believe that Green Bay has fixed some of their biggest issues. They go out, immediately focus on offensive line now that they've moved on from David Bakhtiari with all his issues. I'm inclined to think Green Bay, of all those teams that is going to get hyped here this offseason, has what it takes and has everything there, the pieces to take a leap. It's just a matter of putting faith in a first-year DC who's mostly been a college guy.
I agree with that. I think that's what the Packers really need to get rid of. I think you saw it so many times in key points in games last year where they needed a third down stop, couldn't get one. It'd be like a third and 10, couldn't get a stop. A lot of that had to do with the defensive coordinator. They have the pieces there, was just putting it all together. But Again, I agree with Ben that I think the Packers are there. I think you might see regression from Jordan Love just because he played so well in the last part of the season. I think there's tape on him now. I think people are going to know how to attack him at this point. I think that happens with a lot of second-year starters. Obviously, he's been in the league for a while, but that was his first year starting. So I think there might be a little bit. But in this particular division, I think it is the Packers and the Lions, and the Vikings and the Bears are still sort of working stuff out. So we'll see how it goes. But I think it'll be I think it'll be a good year for the Packers. Do I think that will they maybe win this division? They got a shot.
Is there a price available, Ben, on the Packers, yes, to make the playoffs?
Playoff prices at DraftKings are up, and the Packers
minus what?
Are up, minus 190.
Yep. Ooh, pretty strong.
That is a little
strong.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
I was looking like 140, 150 maybe to make a wager there, but that's a little too heavy. I'd try to find another way. To bet them.
The Bears are minus 125 to make the playoffs.
Lay it. Is it two-way markets? I'll take the no.
Bears to miss the playoffs at plus 105.
What are the Cowboys to miss the playoffs?
Ooh. Oh. Dallas plus 180 to miss the playoffs.
I think that's the Eagles are going to win that division. I don't know. I thought Dallas was exposed by the Packers. I mean, just how far away they are from realistically winning an NFC. Right? And maybe that's a bridge too far to say they can't get a wild card. But I don't know that any of these teams in the South have necessarily improved that we think that the South's going to have is going to be a multiple bid division this year. I'm not sure.
Everybody wants to say that the ripping on Kirk Cousins for his ceiling being kind of capped and not doing anything in the playoffs. But if you look statistically and based on postseason performance, right. I mean, Dak Prescott's basically the same guy at this point in his career, if we're being real here. And, Dallas, that's an intriguing no price. Although they feel like a team that will be, once again, right there, regular season, wild card, potentially pushing for a division, and then you get let down in the postseason.
Well,
Vikings plus 260, by the way, to round out the NFC.
Washington's got a long way to go, and the Giants didn't get a quarterback. I mean, they go into the year without a quarterback, to me. What's Daniel Jones? I mean, clearly I thought Tyrod Taylor gave them their best chance to win every week last year. And the Italian kid, that's a joke. So, I mean, I don't know. I think the Giants are not a factor. So if you look at the divisions, there's a lot to think about. But
we also will eventually hear rookie quarterback props. Those are up now. I wonder what, like, save guys with injury history like a Daniel Jones. Will books even let you bet into those? Because they're assuming full health. But what are you setting over under on number of games Daniel Jones plays in 2024?
What do you set on the over-under number of games Gardner Minshew plays?
That too.
Right? I mean,
that's also a good point, yeah.
Three and a half.
Joe Flacco. That's it.
Put a line.
I asked Lombardi for it. He said six. I said, I'll go under.
Six. Yeah, I thought it would be more like three and a half.
Three and a half, right? That's my number. Three and a half.
Three and a half, yeah. Flacco. Look at us. In lockstep on this stuff. When we come back, we'll update you because the Islanders have taken a third-period lead on Carolina. We'll update you and bring in our pal, Jonathan Davis, coming up in a little bit here on Live Bet Saturday.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's Angi.com. Or download the app today.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into it, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on Live Bet Saturday, presented by DraftKings, where we'll be joined in about 50 minutes by our pal Jonathan Davis from SiriusXM to talk some NHL. Couple games still left here on a Saturday playoff card, Mike Palm. And the New York Islanders, they are not going away without a fight. Looking to, at the very least, force Carolina into the old gentleman's sweep here because the Islanders down 3-0. They have, how about this? They have won, and this has actually even come down a little bit, Mike. They have won 30 of 39 faceoffs today against Carolina, yet are being outshot. Go figure. But an early third period goal, and the Isles, who were basically being left for dead, faded in the market. They were out. Just updating my odds screen here. They were as high as plus a 170, you could have bet the Islanders if you shopped around today. And here they go, Mike, 2-1 lead as we are pretty deep now into the third period and are on the power play right now as Carolina's gotten really sloppy after getting up 1-0 earlier in this game.
I know. I'm actually looking at betting the Islanders to win this game. I was just trying to find a better price because I don't want to lay a huge number. But I agree with you here. I think that they're gonna get this game.
Plus 135 live puck line.
But. Yeah. Well, that's not awful.
You probably want to wait until this power play expires.
Correct, because then you're going to get it at a much better price.
Yeah.
Obviously, the whole goal is you can get this game to 3 minutes and then take advantage of an empty net. Once they got through the first initial rush and got to that under 14 timeout in the third period, then I sort of felt a different way about it. But I may not get involved at all.
At least trying to keep the series alive there. As far as the NBA, it's been a very solid showing so far for Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Weathered an early storm. I mean, the Pelicans right now, too. And you watch the way they're set up when they don't have Zion Williamson in the mix. The shooting, too, and CJ McCollum, it's really dependent on him. McCollum today is doing his best Klay Thompson impression. 1 of 9 from the field, 0 of 4 from downtown for our favorite Lehigh Mountain Hawk, CJ McCollum. So it's been ugly, yet you could say on one end, New Orleans with their best shooter here doing that poorly. They're only down by 4 at the 5:25 mark of the first half. Live now is as far as the in-game stuff here on OKC. They're up to 5.5-point live favorites. We're down to 203.5 though on the total. So I know it always is sweaty when you try to bet an NBA under, but we're on pace after this thing closed at the basically the 210.5 mark there, Mike.
What are your thoughts on the Bucks Pacers series, Ben?
I think yesterday was the and obviously with Damian Lillard, if you missed that, his status doubtful after an Achilles injury suffered late in that game that he played through for Milwaukee. I would say the way the game changed and the way the game ended with a huge comeback by Milwaukee only to lose in overtime on a crazy Tyrese Halliburton and one, I thought that was the series yesterday, the way it played out at the end. I really believe Milwaukee's done. I would be shocked to see Giannis Antetokounmpo rest of the series as much as he is the ultimate warrior and will want to play. Sounds like Damian Lillard is gone, too. And we watched Chris Middleton clearly play at less than 100%. And he nearly willed Milwaukee. He had a career game yesterday on, like, 1.5 legs. Almost willed them to that win on the road. But this feels over to me.
I really thought they won. We're going to win the game after they made the comeback, right? And then that momentum would shift and back to the home court for them. So,
will Rick Carlisle ever foul up 3?
What I think is interesting, and I tried to point out before the playoffs, was if you were high on the Knicks or the 76ers, I thought there was some way you could bet a future there because I thought both teams had an advantage the way the bracket set up over Indiana or Milwaukee with Giannis's health and with the pace Indiana plays and not necessarily an attention to defense on a possession-by-possession basis. So the Knicks are a great story. I think it's good for the NBA when the Knicks are good. And they do it with sort of an ensemble cast. You never know. I mean, if you're going to bet the Sixers, you got to hold your breath. Is this play going to be Embiid's last? Obviously, they came back strong going back to Philadelphia. So I think that's a very, for me, that's a very, the most compelling series moving forward is still Knicks 76ers.
And we are seeing some action toward the road dog for tomorrow. Yep. That opens Sixers minus 5.5 and a good amount of action toward the Knicks here. I had 4.5 with the Knicks leading 2-1 in that series. There was such a tax baked into to game three for all these home teams in the NBA series. I'm down 2-0 where it sort of felt a little bit comical in a sense. And we saw that paid off, like say with, you know, the Denver Nuggets, they play again tonight now with Denver here up 3-0 on the Lakers. But it's funny to me to see how the market is adjusted so heavily on some of these 2-0 teams down. I'm going back home. We still have two games for tonight here. And Denver is now out to 3.5-point favorites most spots. And I'm seeing this touch 4. So clearly, as much as the general public was backing LeBron and the Lakers to at least cover numbers, keep this series tight, and they covered game two, arguably should have covered game one, but it feels like this is the spot now where people are all in on Denver here as they're getting money from 3 up to 4 there tonight in L.A.
Meanwhile, the Carolina Hurricanes.
Oh, they have a power play.
Now on the power play, and I would say are likely to tie this game, Ben, in the next 20 seconds or so as we are watching the game on TBS. That's just a feel I have. Power play is setting up that they likely will score here in the next 4 or 5 seconds, and the game is tied.
And they do. Yeah. Wow, look at Mike Paul.
That's
wow.
Like almost Stromatis.
The Oracle.
Yes.
The Oracle from Oracle, Mike Pump.
There you go.
The Oracle.
Wait for that power play to end, which led right to another power play, so the waiting was the play.
Okay.
Right?
Hurricanes minus 140, 135 make that live now. Isles plus 105, ooh, if you are interested.
I can find Carolina at minus 120.
Oh, betting that?
Looking across the board. Well, I'm not bad. I'm just pretty wide variance after the goal.
A lot of variance.
27.
Hey, I have the computer. Mike's not, that phone's not attached to the internet. It's not. Trust me on that.
It's hard. It's hard to get dialed in at Bar Canada.
It is at Bar Canada. So we're up again. NBA here as we're looking at the rest of the games for today because we have two more here. And the most intriguing one is Denver and LA, even though that series is all but over at the 3-0 Denver here up to 3.5 or 4. And then the total up to 218. It's interesting how that's really the one game where we've actually seen action to the over, Mike, and it's one of the higher totals now we'll get for the NBA playoffs.
Yes, and the games, it's 2 years in a row. The games are all entertaining. The Lakers have the lead, and they can't win, right? I mean, Nets and LeBron, the worst replay system in sports and all that. But I'm not an everyday NBA viewer better, but I like to watch Denver because I think every possession that Jokic is in, they just move the ball so well. They don't take any bad shots. They're always going to get it. You don't see anybody trying to back anybody down. You don't see a guy shooting 30% for three, try to step into one. They always move the ball, and they always seem to get a good shot. And the bench might not be as deep in previous years, but I like the way they play. And you're going to have to play a good game to beat them, right? They just don't beat themselves, and they're really good at home at elevation.
I wouldn't say the Lakers have played by any means a bad series. Like they've been in all three games.
They've
played really smartly, and yet that to me shows that I think we become so, especially when you have teams like at Denver who are just powerhouses in the NBA, we get so obsessed, and this is across all sports, but trying to find the long shot, right? The team with the great value, the team that can come out of nowhere. And Denver's just been right in front of us this whole time. There was a stretch where the Clippers were favored to come out of the West, Mike, going into the final couple weeks of the regular season. And Denver, here they are once again, and they clearly seem to be as great as Oklahoma City has been in the postseason so far as that top seed, and as good as the Mavericks look to be supporting a lot of the respected bettors out there. I mean, I still look at Denver, and I go, I don't know how it's not them coming out of the West, as much as it's viewed to be a tighter conference here than the East, which is basically Boston, and then could you maybe get somebody else coming in?
They were kind of like in front of us, like UConn was kind of in front of us at plus 550 all year, if you wanted to step out in front of it. The East is, to me, is the, who can beat the Celtics other than the Celtics? It's seemingly, to me, to be the way that the East shapes up. So We kind of lost some of the value with Denver. Do you subscribe? I've heard a lot of people that bet the NBA regularly say that the Lakers would beat any other team in the West except Denver.
No.
No. You don't believe that?
I don't.
Okay.
Over, I mean, again, it's seven-game series.
I get the argument for Dallas. Since the trade deadline, statistically, they've been the best team in the NBA.
Yeah.
Right? So I get it, and you got a legitimate superstar and the flat earther to support him, you know? And so I get that.
Look, would I think the pedigree, the experience, the way they managed LeBron James' minutes would over a seven-game series have beaten OKC and Minnesota, two teams who look red hot? I think you could make a compelling case, yes. Mm-hmm. But I would still – I mean, Clipper series would be fascinating. Dallas would – you'd still make the favorite pretty convincingly. In a series like that. The other game for today, it's Miami and Boston. You talk about Boston, they can only beat themselves. And, I mean, how awful was that performance on Wednesday? 14-point home favorites, you lose outright by 10 at home to Miami. It was like defense optional, which is always great in the playoffs. But we're tied 1-1 now in the series, and it has been a pretty epic one-way traffic type of line move here, Mike, and all the bettors are saying that 8-point opener viewed to be pretty light. Celtics from 8-point road favorites now out to 10 here for a game that gets underway in a few hours.
Yeah, I have no interest in this series. It's also been the least bet series for us at Circa, and I think it's because of the large point spreads. People don't feel compelled to get in it. The money lines are just absolutely ludicrous.
Circa just went up to 10.5 on that game. Yeah.
Yeah, so it is what it is.
You really want to lay 10.5
on the road?
With the road playoff team? I mean, it's funny how that one game was viewed as, okay, Celtics, they just killed themselves, and yet I weirdly, maybe it's just as a guy from Wisconsin who watched the Bucks get torched by the Heat with nobody last year, you still have this modicum of respect for Eric Spoelstra and what Miami can do. 10.5, that's a lot, especially if you are the home dog in a 1-1 series in that situation. We've been promising it for a while this hour. We'll bring him on next. Jonathan Davis from SiriusXM. He joins the show right after this. Give his thoughts on the rest of the NHL playoff card.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey, if you haven't done so already, check out our new look, VSiN.com, where we have best bets, including all of our guests and hosts' plays for the rest of this Stanley Cup playoff card on your Saturday. Betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, betting tools, and betting guides. We are going to overtime, Mike Palm, on Long Island, 2-2 between Carolina and the New York Islanders there, as the Islanders look to avoid the sweep. And we will go to the extra session. How about that?
You could make the argument that the Islanders have been the better team in this series. So they're down 3-0 and might get knocked out. But I think they played well. They were the better team in game one. They blow a 3-0 lead. You know, he tries Sorokin out, gives up three goals. That probably cost them game three. And they battled back here and forced an overtime. So good for – I hope they pick up a game here. I have Carolina in that parlay. But I don't like to see a team get swept. And I don't – I love Patrick Waugh when he was with the Canadiens. He made me a lot of money. And then again with the Avalanche, I mean, I don't know that there were any better series than when it was the Red Wings and Avalanche in the mid-90s in the Western Conference. That might have been the best playoff series of all time.
I'm sure our pal Jonathan Davis can attest to that as we got to our progressive guest line. All right, now bring in our guy JD. Joins us a number of times throughout the regular season, now into the postseason here on Live Bet Saturday. Great to see you as we first off start with the game that's going on right now, going to overtime. Hurricanes -160 here, Islanders +124. How surprised were you to see the way this series has played out, and just that the Owls are able to make this thing a little bit more interesting than I think a lot of the betting market thought based on the line move today?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a good fit for the Islanders. Their styles are very similar. It's just Carolina's got a little more skill. And, you know, Mike, it was interesting listening to Patrick Waugh after game two, because he said that, you know, in his mind, the series should have been tied up at one, but he thought that they were the better team in game one and deserve to lose in game two at the end of the day, because they really weren't very good. And then they just, you know, they lucked into that lead. But yeah, look, I'm kind of bummed. I thought that the Canes would win this one in regulation. But hey, look, the Islanders deserve to win at least one in the series and extend it. We'll see where it goes. Best playoff series ever? Yeah, Red Wings, Avalanche, really good. Montreal, Quebec, also really good.
I was in college at the time when Waugh was still in Montreal, when they were so hated with Boston. And I remember they had a game seven in Boston, and they scored like three or four on him. And my batch mates in the dorm were, woo, Ruah, you know, like they used to chant at the Boston guy, Ruah, Ruah, taunting me as they lost. Jonathan, the one thing I like about Colin Cowherd's show is when they do the Monday at 10 o'clock Pacific, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. So we can do that every Saturday with you because you're on with us every Saturday. Let's go where Jonathan was wrong. And I don't know that you were wrong, but the result is wrong. Tampa Bay, Florida. I mean, nothing separates these teams, and yet it's still 3-0. You took the shot with the Lightning minus a game and a half here. I mean, what separates them? I guess Bobrovsky has just been a little bit better, and they've stymied the Lightning power play.
You're not supposed to remember those things. Like, you're supposed to talk about the good things, but it's wrong. It's so mean.
Come on.
Florida's been better. They have been the better team. They have been one goal better. There's no question. I mean, Tampa has, Florida's just been a better team, and Bob has played outstanding. I mean, the save of the series for sure going in game two, that was Tampa's chance to get back into it. I never would have thought that Florida would have been up 3-0 in the series. And so, it's hard to bet Tampa tonight for me. When I look at this game, and the only thing that I'm, I sent you in my notes, the only thing I'm focusing on a couple of props in this one, going to keep riding Matthew Tkachuk and Victor Hedman both to go over their shots on goal props.
And looking at game two, I mean, the way that especially the opportunities and going into game three really exploded too, Jonathan. I mean, you go two unders to start, and then we get the 8-goal explosion. Makes sense as we're looking at the shot on goal props in that one. As far as the other Eastern Conference series that will also go on tonight, it's been fascinating just to kind of watch the ebb and flow here of this Boston team who lose the division on the last game of the regular season, drop a home game to Toronto, but bounce back in a big way, huge third period the other night to take a 2-1 series lead. What do you make of the market reaction here as Toronto is getting the edge? And then what to make of the goaltending discussion on the Boston side, and what are you expecting to see there between the pipes for the Bees?
Well, Jeremy Swayman was in the starter's net for Boston. So thank God that he should be a net. And even with Linus Allmark starting in game two, it's not why they lost. And I don't really think it changes anything from a betting standpoint, because both those goalies are really good. And there's not a market difference between the two. It's not like a lot of other, starter and backup situation. Looking ahead to tonight, these teams have played tight games, low scoring games in their history. Toronto's had a real problem in scoring. They're going to get William Nylander back, it looks like, tonight. And so pay a lot of attention to him. I haven't seen a prop on him, but I would think that they're going to do their best to feed William Nylander. And I would look at a shots on goal prop. I like the under in this one. I mean, they've played, five straight games, have had at least, have had six goals or less. So I think worst you get a push. But, Toronto guys, they scored two or less in seven of their last nine games in the playoffs, that is.
Yeah, I thought, Jonathan, they had a chance up a goal in game three, and Samsonov gives up that awful wrister from the boards, and that really changed things. He's got to come back with Swayman tonight. Let's move on to Dallas and Las Vegas. I'm going to make this two parts. I'm going to start with a question before, specifically about this game, and it's a thought I had in my mind this morning, so I want to ask it to you as a question and see if you concur. What team from the start of the playoffs till right now, as we sit today, this afternoon, do you think chances, or your thoughts of chances of winning the Stanley Cup, are significantly higher now than you thought before the playoffs started? There's a specific team in mind that I have.
Well, it's the team in the city that you guys are broadcasting from. I mean, the Vegas Golden Knights, for me. I just, now that they're healthy and having Pietrangelo back and having Stone back, I mean, Pietrangelo to me has been that's the biggest difference maker for Vegas. Their commitment to defense here in these first two games has been, I think, unmatched in the playoffs. So I the narrative for me changes big time. It is interesting, though, when you look at the game tonight, though, Mike, and I'll let you, I'll mention here what your thought is, but we've had a big, a reverse line movement here. Dallas has gone from dog to favorite.
So I'm conversely on the other side of the West in that I think Edmonton, to me, his chances have gotten better because of Demko's injury. They will take care of the Kings. They're going to win the next series, whether it's Nashville or if it's Vancouver, if they don't have Demko back. And even if they do, It's so interesting how the Knights played this to go to Dallas, and I thought it was wrong, and it's probably going to be the right move, right? Ottinger just isn't good enough. Well, there's a narrative and a thought in the betting market about Ottinger. I don't think he's good enough. And the other point you made about how Vegas plays defense in the playoffs. It was Aiden Hill last year. It's Logan Thompson. It's nothing special about these two guys. It's the way they play defense in front of them and don't give up grade-A opportunities. And you're talking about, Peter, they block all these shots. And what they do defensively in locking teams down is what propelled them to a Stanley Cup and makes them very viable to win the rest of the series and even whoever they face out of the East if they make it to the final.
Yeah, and you know, look, their forward group is as good as anybody in the NHL. They're so deep down the middle. They're just deep everywhere. And I would also argue to say that I think they look more – they look like a football team out there. They may be as big as the Raiders in a lot of different areas. They're a tough team to play against. And, for me, the narrative with Edmonton didn't change, even with Demko coming, you know, whether he was playing or not. I thought they were the better team. And look, this series with Los Angeles, you know, I was at the game last night, and man, you know, the life was sucked out of that building pretty early. And the thing with LA and Edmonton, if Edmonton's at their best and LA's at their best, it's not going to matter.
Yep.
Edmonton's best is far better than LA's best.
Here on the Progressive Guest Line, talking rest of the Stanley Cup playoff slate for this Saturday. Here with Jonathan Davis, follow him at West Coast HKY. As far as the props of the nightcap, it's, you know, we talk so much about the Vegas D, and rightly so, what they've done through two games, but it's also been incredible. Just the season, it's been a career year from goals for Jonathan Marchessault and his playoff streak here. 12 straight playoff games now with a point on the line tonight. Are you betting into that market at all?
I absolutely am betting into it. I mean, over a half a point for Jonathan Marchessault. Why not? Until he tells me that, until he goes into some sort of slump, I'm going to continue to ride Marchessault, the Conn Smythe Trophy winner from last year. I just think, you know, like, there are a lot of other ones out there that I talk about, you know, the other props that I was looking at tonight. You've got Brad Marchand over 2.5 shots on goal. That's been a winner 12 of the last 14 playoff games for Marchand. You're getting that at plus money. I also took the Maple Leafs team total under 2.5 at plus 130 tonight. Again, you know, 7 of the last 9, under 2 goals or less. So I think there's a lot of good plus money props. And go back even to that Tampa game, Victor Hedman tonight, over 2.5 shots on goal at plus 124. And you get Brady Tkachuk over 3.5 shots on goal, pretty much at even money. He's hit that in last five games.
It's a great look, and that's why we love having you on every single Saturday. JD, great to see you as always. Looking forward here to the rest of the slate. About to get overtime too there on Long Island. Appreciate it as always, man. Be well.
Be well, guys. Take care. Enjoy your night tonight.
Next time we're on together, we'll do where Jonathan was right.
There we go. Okay. Well, that's a promise. Mike does not renege on promises. We'll give you some updates. See if there's any live opportunities out there when we come back.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com, or download the app today.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into it. Right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting odds, boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code VSIN. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code VSIN only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Big thanks to our guests here first couple of hours, Jonathan Davis talking some hockey with us, as well as Colby Dent from our first hour talking UFL. And Mike, you're about to be in the old host chair for the next hour. We've got John Jansen from Philadelphia coming up for a half hour. Excited to have him, Fox the Gambler.
I hope the remote people are doing the reads. I don't know. I'm a one-trick pony here, okay?
Well, that's true.
I
got him right here.
Nah, I did it. I do it. When I'm all Jonathan, I do it so they can have the day off, you know, I did it.
Yeah, there you go. I'm looking forward to that. Wes Reynolds also going to join us next hour.
Is there a golf tournament this weekend?
The Zurich Classic.
Is Scheffler ahead by 4?
It's a team event.
Oh.
Somebody wanted to be his teammate, so.
That guy's something.
Scheffler.
Scheffler's not playing this.
Not
this
in
week.
The tournament. He's like, they could have used Daniel Lafferty. Happy Gilmore's playing partner with Scheffler, and I think he'd still be favored. I would guess.
Well, you won't have to worry about him taking your job, Ben. He's not actually the Mr. Personality. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, Scheffler. Good to know. Good to know on that. I will pull up a leaderboard if you are so inclined.
How about the guy that. Elected to finish the 18th hole in South Carolina and quintuple bogey that went from 6th to 26th. That was the key story out of that whole tournament.
Figure the opportunity cost of the
he must have something to do on Monday.
Yeah, I don't. You know, flights are booked.
What are you do here? You got you got 8 minutes left with this. What do you want to get
to? Got to get me out of here.
What do you want to get to here, Tim?
By the way, really weird leaderboard right now. So you guys knew that the Zurich Classic is a team event. So currently,
I was aware.
Is this today? Is this Blair and Fishburn is leading the tournament?
Yeah. That's the two people.
Yeah, it's the two guys. Yeah, and then it's
Blair Underwood and Lawrence Fishburn. It's a pro am.
Yep. Oh, no. And it's like, Luke listed. He got me for a second.
Blair Underwood was on the Good Wife show, the spinoff Elsbeth that CBS has. He was the protagonist. He was the murdering tennis coach. He murdered his son's opponent so his son would get to the finals.
Well, that sounds like a network television show if I heard one. But, looks like.
Your favorite in that, by the way, Luke List, Henrik Norlander, shot back at 22 under par, for those who are wondering.
Maybe Wes Reynolds. Do you think Wes did long shots do a segment
on
this?
I know they did. They did talk about it. Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
It's never been better. Len Mead said long shots has never been better.
West Reynolds.
Rest in peace, Brady.
But I also Liv has had a big. So I woke up this morning and Liv was big on Twitter this morning.
Well, the big
morning.
Story was somebody, some caddy got hit with a water bottle from a fan who chucked it out of the stands in Adelaide. So the fans are.
It's also, there was a guy who chipped in off of the green and then the fans mobbed him and he was basically what do you call it?
Planked him. They did a planking.
crowd surf.
Oh, surf. Is that what it's called?
I think it's reverse planking.
Ben knows. Yeah.
Oh.
Adelaide is like the Waste Management Open now of the Live Tour. It's basically the thing. It's just a giant a giant party.
So we were talking about the movie Challengers, which is in theaters right now if you guys want to go check it out. Big tennis fans, go check it out. It might contend at the Oscars, by the way, in the acting categories for Zendaya, but yeah. I don't know. We'll see. It's a long way to go. But anyways, Madrid opens this week. The next big turn... Sorry, guys. The next big major, Ben, is what?
What? For the golf would be... we have the PGA coming up. PGA Championship in May.
But for tennis...
Tennis.
French Open in May. Yeah. You all right there, Brian? You good? Okay.
Iga Świątek, speaking of Gil... Iga Świątek is it wasn't Iga. It was Rafa, a dog on clay for what, the fifth or sixth time in his entire career? Match go off already?
Let me update that. Because he's been.
It's amazing, though, and it's only been against like the big three that he's ever been a dog on clay.
He beat Alex de Minaur in straight.
Yeah, he was a dog, though, right? For the sixth time in his career on clay.
Unbelievable.
Pretty amazing.
That is
I was looking at some Iga clay stuff, too. I think that's why
I got it confused. He will not be the favorite going into Roland Garros either. That was the case last year with Carlos Alcaraz. The final line on Nadal.
Is Alcaraz going to take the mantle from these guys? Is he natural heir apparent?
I think he is.
Yeah.
I would say so. Nadal today, that ended up just pulling up the updated numbers on that. Nadal was plus 140 at Circa.
Yeah.
And he wins in straight sets there over Alex de Minaur. You have anything you're betting for later tonight? Rest of the NBA, NHL playoff card?
I bet the first period under in the night. Small play on Dallas Stars. I bet under 4 in the first 5. Bradley Singer against Casey Mize.
Nice.
Royals against Royals. That was a game that was like 1-0 going to the ninth yesterday. I think the Royals scored 6 or 7 runs in the ninth.
That is coming up at 6:10 Eastern there with KC. That's basically a pick'em to two teams. Honestly, two teams playing decent baseball, and the pitching's been a lot better than expected for both teams. So I like that angle.
We're going to talk to John Jansen coming up in the next hour. Real good game, the game of the night in baseball to me in the late slate. Ranger Suarez 4-0, no false moves so far for the Phillies, taking on Dylan Cease at Petco tonight. First pitch at 5:40 Pacific time, 8:40 Eastern time. I'll ask him about that. I was looking at that game. But that total built in low already, 7.5.
It is.
You got to lay the juice if you want the 4 on the first 5. I watched Cease pitch in person when we went down there for the Cubs Padres game. I played him on the run line in Colorado, and they won that game 3-1, the opener of the series. I felt like very fortunate. You score 3 runs at Coors, you know, when the totals are 16 and you could come away and get the run line, you know, that's you know, sometimes you're a wrong side winner.
I would say so. Very rare that happens. Speaking of the Rockies, at one point, so this is a game in Mexico today coming up 6:05.
Oh, it is.
Ronel Blanco, who had the no-hitter for Houston, he's been the darling early of the season for an otherwise bad Astros team. They're a $2.20 favorite against the Rockies and Cal Quantrill. Total, at what point, so the total's when they first went to Mexico City and oddsmakers weren't really aware, that was the biggest mistake anybody made last year when it was set at 9.5, 10, got pounded to the over. And now the adjustments have been made, right? We're at 16.5 here. Like, is there a situation where you would ever be inclined to bet an under at the high altitude? We're, 7,000 feet above elevation, short porches in left and right. It's a hitter's paradise here. Like, at what point does it become too far, though, and you go, you know what, it's a stab on an under.
You can't bet the under at the Helu. What is it? Helu? Helu? What's
Harp, the Harp, Alfredo Harp Helu.
Helu. Remember when the Red Sox and the Yankees would play in London, and it was like a minor league park, and they would score 20-something runs? And
I always remember when the Rays and Marlins played in the, in the Dominican Republic one year, and it was very small, friendly confines, and it was, a lot of runs. Anyway, I point that out because it seems like, Circa, you're the first book to go to 17 on that game. I bet we get to a flat 17 across the market by the time this thing gets
over. Too much variable there for me and the unknown to try to really delve into that, especially when you think is a routine fly ball to left.
Sure, I'm with
makes,
you.
Makes That's it out of the. I'd rather focus on these sea level games.
I like your strategy. Focus on the sea level. That's a good strategy.
I'll point this out, and I didn't bet this game. I took a look at it. The kid Sears, the left-handed kid for the A's, he's pretty darn good. I see they're 0-0, whatever they're in the third or maybe it's the
bottom
fourth.
Fourth.
Pitched very well up against Cole Irvin. But I looked at Sears, and they haven't scored any runs, so no good. But I guess the total would have been the play. But I looked at them at, like, you know, around plus 160 today. So I think Sears has been very good.
And Baltimore's just not really, you know, it's weird. Their pitching has been good. They're about to get Kyle Bradish off the IL. He's set to rejoin the rotation, which is big. And here they sit tied with the Yankees atop the AL East right now, 16-9. They've played two less games, so they're two back right now of Cleveland and Atlanta, who are tied and playing each other for that mantle of most wins in March/April with just a few days to go. But, or you know, it's weird. Orioles are a team. They've had some very light hitting days hitting-wise, and they just demoted Jackson Holliday, hitting about, 100, less than his weight, 095, and he doesn't weigh that many pounds. So they just demoted him as well.
I think the Dodgers are a game back. They're going to win today, it looks like. This will be six in a row. They play Toronto tomorrow. I'm not sure the schedule, though, with the off day. You got to look how many games people have left.
Right.
Obviously, Atlanta and Cleveland had the same number of wins, Atlanta with two less games. So you look at who plays Monday and who doesn't.
Like the Brewers and Dodgers each have 17 wins, but the Brewers have played three fewer games so far. So that's where that goes into play. The only thing I have here for the rest of the card, I did take Tampa Bay's Aaron Civale to be the winning pitcher against the Chicago White Sox tonight. That was minus 110. When I went back, I didn't see if it was still available, at least at the one shop I had here in town. And I'm seeing it. DraftKings is also minus 110 against Cannonball for the White Sox.
Jonathan Cannon.
Yeah.
Do you know him?
No.
This is the first time I heard
the
name.
Not to be confused with Jonathan Gannon, the Arizona head coach, but not him. They're actually, I've seen some interest on the dog there because that opened around like minus 235, 240, and we're down to minus 195 or so there on the Tampa Bay Rays. When did the Rays turn it around, Mike? Did they turn it around before the Astros?
I bet the Astros plus 180 not to make the playoffs in week two. So far, so good.
I agree with you on that. All right. When we come back, John Jansen for Fox Philadelphia will join Mike Palm for the next half hour. A lot of good topics to talk about. NBA playoffs, the NFL draft as well, and some Major League Baseball. We'll send the hosting baton over to Mike when we come back here on this Live Bet Saturday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.